Welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
Today, with us is not Single Shot, but we do have our good friend Bloodbath in the mix.
Welcome, Bloodbath.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. Okay, so Bloodbath actually knows a lot of interesting facts about disappearances in state parks?
Yeah, state parks around the nation.
Okay. Tell us about that.
So they see maybe 310 million people a year at state parks. Less than 1% disappearance rate. But lots of kids missing, people missing that have been going to the parks for years and years just drop off.
And these people haven't been found, like not even bodies, remains.
Usually not found.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, it's strange. And then there's not really much of an investigation.
Why is that?
Which is strange. I don't know, I guess to protect the parks, keep bringing money in. You know, I'm assuming if
they bring... Don't you feel like people would be going more if they knew, like, oh, there's this death investigation going on. I got to go see how close I can get and shit like that.
I think we would. Maybe maybe not everybody else.
It's very much like the movie Stand By Me, where you're just curious to go see.
Like you have to poke it with a stick.
Yeah.
For sure.
The curiosity kicks in.
Yes. Well, you've piqued mine, so.
I actually read a fact that like 50% of children missing are either found dead or in impossible for them to get on their own like locations.
Right.
Like falling down a cliff or something or...
No, like even weirder, where like there was a kid, I believe, that was found in the middle of this like tree grove, but it was almost like on an island type thing. So like in order for him to have gotten there, he would have had to have like walked a really long distance at like steep altitude.
And how old was this kid?
12, right?
I don't remember, there's so many different kids, probably 12.
Well, I mean, I just asked because you have to think too, like, where would a younger kid be able to go? Like, how far would they be able to go without an adult assistance?
Right. Well, that was the whole, like, weird phenomena about it, that, like, how did they get there on their own and unharmed?
Interesting.
Well, and that one, the one that you're talking about, I think, was a 12-year-old. That had the mental capacity of like a 3 or 4 year old.
Oh.
So he was constantly being watched. And then they find him like 1,500 feet away, like you were saying, in a bunch of trees and in brush.
Like an impossible to reach places.
No strangling, no stab wounds, nothing outwardly.
So what, just in falling? I got you.
Yeah. Okay. Like, how did he cross these, like, water paths? And, like...
So this is, like, a conspiracy thing, like...
It's possible.
Okay.
And there is a guy. What is his name?
David Paletus, I believe.
And he is this, like, cryptozoologist who has this huge theory about the disappearances at these national parks. But the interesting part about him, because I feel like he's not that much of a reliable source.
Okay.
In my opinion, just maybe because of his belief in Bigfoot. Maybe my own biased opinion as well. But because of him, like, the national park system is kind of being called into question as to why they don't keep track of the missing people. Like, you know, they usually just pass it off to law enforcement.
They don't.
So they don't actually personally know how many people are missing.
Okay. Huh.
So he kind of brought that question up, which is interesting. And he is, you know, very much into that whole thing.
Huh. Very interesting. I don't know a whole lot about this. So y'all are teaching me.
Yeah, they're doing a movie about his books. I think Rescue 411.
Oh, really?
It's going to go into different geographic locations.
Interesting.
With different clusters of disappearances, so.
So what other kinds of things have come up? Have any happened, like, recently, like, within the past 6 months or so?
I haven't seen or heard anything happen in the past 6 months.
Okay.
I know I heard a few last year, but it happens so often, it just kind of comes and disappears.
And it's something that I've never seen, like, in the news. So obviously it's very underreported and, like, just kind of like, so-and-so died in the park today.
Well, but it's,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's especially weird with kids too, because usually media wants to focus on that, you know, like that gets a lot of press. So,
well, and I think search and rescues only last about like 10, 14 days sometimes.
Is it even that long? I thought it was shorter.
It depends on the case. But
I thought like
the
after
resources.
Oh, I thought like after maybe 72 hours, they just declared it a missing body search. Not even like a active.
I think it depends. Like, also on the volunteers and like the resources they have available. But, okay, kind of straying to a different area of like the disappearances. I actually read about this guy or this family called the Cowden family. And so they were out camping and all of a sudden just like disappeared. Like nobody knew what happened to them. 7.5 months after reported missing, like police finally find the bodies.
Have any people come up like way later that are still alive and like they just don't have any memory or like recollection?
Sort of. But okay, this one's like a different area.
Okay, so
they find the dead bodies. The campsite's undisturbed. Their bodies are 100 feet from the campsite. The dad's body is tied to a tree. The wife and the two small children are found in a cave with rocks sealing it.
What?
Yeah, and not only that, but that was 7.5 months later. He was found 100 feet from the campsite.
Like, so nobody passed the campsite in that past 7.5 months.
Or, you know, somebody moved the body months later. It's really, really weird.
But they didn't come out with details? Like, okay, if they do any kind of investigation, they should be able to tell you that much.
Well, and that's the weird part about these cases. But in this particular case, Dwayne Lee Little, who is this rapist and killer, apparently confessed to one of his inmates that he is the one who killed them. But there was never a conviction. There's really no evidence. It's still kind of strange. It does seem like a human crime, though, if a body's tied to a tree.
Well, hell yeah. It's not like an animal's just going to come along and, like, use its mouth to tie you. It's just picking up rocks one after the other.
Just, oh, hi.
No. Yeah,
Smokey
totally.
The bear, I'm done.
A human had to have done that. And, like, honestly, okay, so aren't there park rangers and stuff? Like, some people who are always there, mm-hmm. no matter what.
They can't be everywhere.
But don't they do, like,
large
area. I know, but, like, don't they do, like, good background checks on those people and shit? But what if it was, like, one of them that's just, like, oh, I'm bored patrolling today. Like, just gonna go tie up a family.
Well, what was that serial killer that we read about recently who... Who was it? Was it the Hillside Strangler? The one who, like... was actually training in the LAPD and was like going on the own searches. Like,
yeah.
Kenneth Bianchi.
That's insane.
He was very, very handsome.
He's got balls for real. But like, is it a possibility like there are park rangers out there just
I'm sure. I mean, especially
some sick, twisted fucks like either staring at women while they're sleeping and shit and then like graduating to murdering them and their families.
Yeah, could be. They have all that space out there and, you know, each of them work such a large area.
Mm-hmm. Or it could be some weirdo hiding in the trees.
Living in the fucking forest.
Like a forest man gone wild.
Yes. Just, like the guy from Jumanji.
Yeah. He's just like, I'm still in another world.
Oh my gosh. I just imagine there's someone out there. That's crazy, though.
But there are also all these, like, other conspiracies that, like, it could be aliens or Bigfoot or...
It's always aliens, isn't it?
I believe it's always aliens.
Yeah.
For a lot of things. But that can wait for our UFO show. But
I think there was also this one weird story about... I think he was... I would say a toddler. He was less than like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, And he like took off out of his house with his dog. Do you remember?
Where was this?
Was this the one that involves robots?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think he was like 3 years old.
Chainsaw once again dying during our episode.
Forever dying.
I think it was in Ohio.
Okay.
I couldn't say which park.
And this was recently?
Late 90s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, okay, go ahead.
I just heard that he, like, disappeared, and then he, like, was found, and his description was something about, like, robots and...
What?
Yeah, so he got taken to an underground cave.
Okay.
And then tested on by robots.
Interesting.
Just a nice twist. Everyone just thought he was, you know, fantasizing being a kid. But then I guess his aunt that he went with, she woke up with two puncture wounds on the back of her neck.
Weird.
And, like, blacked out the night before and didn't know what happened.
That is so crazy.
So, you never know. It's that sort of stuff that drives me crazy.
That you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's out there?
It's such a big area, too.
But, yeah. Okay, so, I was actually trying to watch a special about that the other day. Like, the doctor that removes implants that are from aliens.
Right.
It was a really fucking boring thing. Don't waste your time watching it on Netflix. But I had read about that before, too. Like, people just going missing, and then they have these little metal implants in their arms and stuff. Like, what?
And it's some metal that we don't
Yes, have like any a metal that's not of. Even here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm just fascinated by the fact that, like, these little children can get to these places unharmed. Like,
and that is true. That is true.
I feel like there has to have been either some form of person assisting them, or I always want to believe in aliens, though, so yes.
But yeah, we'll never know. That sucks.
So if you had to die by the hands of a dog man, a cat person, or a Bigfoot, which one would you take?
What the hell is a dog man and a cat person, first of all?
Okay, so they're basically people our size, but they're cats and dogs.
I hate cats, so definitely not the cat okay. one.
Okay, but wait, give me a better description. I need to know, okay, like, so, where did this theory right, come
so
from?
So, in Ohio, there's apparently a dog man pack, and they're like 6.5 foot to 8 feet tall werewolf.
Have they been photographed? Hybrids.
Nothing's ever photographed.
Kind of. It's always like a blurry.
Like a blurry, okay. Yeah.
The maybe.
And then the cat person? Same concept?
Yeah, same thing, just more irritating because it's a cat.
Sure. Not a Bigfoot because it has the word foot in it, but probably a cat person.
It's cool.
I'm going to go with Bigfoot just because let me see him.
Because you're disgusting. Are you a Bigfoot believer?
No, but I want to see him if he exists. I mean, I might as well see him.
I only want to see him if he has...
Or at his feet.
Beef jerky. Or is that a Sasquatch? Whatever, they're the same shit.
Same thing, okay. Yeah.
Yes, beef jerky, you can come out and play. But other than that, no big feet allowed.
What about if it was like an elderly Bigfoot? Would that be better for you?
Or? I feel like Bigfoot just looks like a cousin it with big feet. So I'd be like, oh. Right. As he's tearing me apart.
This episode has so had cute. The F word in it way too many times tonight. The F word, feet. Foot. Oh. Come on, y'all.
I imagine it would be like Harry and the Hendersons. Like,
oh god,
he'd want to kill you, true. But you'd get along, and you know,
it could work out. So.
Is this something that goes along with national parks, though?
Yeah. So Zion National Park, people have cited the dog person, and it goes back to, I think, like the 1600s,
mm-hmm.
When people would. Apparently remove their teeth and put in the upper jaw from a wolf into
what?
Their mouth. Yeah, it's this old Native American thing for hunting. And they'd wear like the skin and everything and then turn into werewolves at night.
Oh, so
I guess that legend just kind of kept going.
Okay. That's interesting.
Very interesting.
As far as real werewolves, I'm not sure like where that legend came from. You know,
but
if it's
in general,
like, kind of,
yeah.
I'm like, werewolf, dog, person, I mean, same thing,
same
right?
concept, yeah, yeah, for sure. But.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that, though. Like, I want to believe. But
definitely.
I would definitely side more with, like, alien intervention. But why would they? I don't know. I just want to understand. Where are all these people?
I know. I want to know, too. And I want to investigate that shit. Like, I want to be the one in the fucking national park, like, trying to put all the clues together.
Dream job. Yeah, it kind of goes back to the first episode where people can see things, but they're never really going to know you know, like years later, like, oh, did I actually see that? Or
yeah, like how we talked about ghosts. Or,
yeah.
Well, and it could also be like hallucinations, like when you're super dehydrated, like let's say you're at the Grand Canyon and you've been out forever, because we've watched a few I've Survived
in
the desert episodes.
And where people are literally like hallucinating. And like,
so, I mean, what if it's something like that where you're thinking you saw something, or I don't know.
But then you end up dead.
Or you just go missing and your body's never found.
It's although so weird.
From my understanding, drowning is the number one cause of death in national park deaths. So half the time, I mean, you might not find the body, right?
Yeah, I guess.
In water and moving like fast.
Maybe you won't find the body because someone stole it for some human experiments or shit.
Maybe.
Like going on in the caves or something.
Because, I mean, why wouldn't that be the perfect place? You're in the middle of nowhere. Nobody's going to really know.
Nobody's going to be like at home thinking like, ah, Jimmy's been in the national park for 3 weeks. I wonder if he's all right. Like...
Well, and okay, so I also heard, going to that theory, that like one of the rules for going to a national park, correct me if I'm wrong, is wearing a bright colored shirt for kids so that they're easily found.
Spotted.
In case they do go missing or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But from my understanding, that's actually like what attracts whatever supernatural.
Oh, really?
Whatever, they're attracted by the bright colors. That's one of the theories in, what is his name?
David Politis.
That is insane.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, something sees that bright orange and just knows it's like a weak child or
oh my
something
gosh.
They could pick off quickly, you know, from a group.
Or what if it's a bird? A giant bird coming and like sweeping them off.
Oh my gosh.
Haven't birds picked up children before?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Definitely.
Maybe not 3-year-olds. I'm thinking like 1 and 2-year-olds.
Well, what if it's a giant bird?
Do you see that video a couple years ago, the hawk in the park, I think in New York, that swooped down and grabbed that 2-year-old?
Was that real? Mm-hmm. I thought it was photo or edited.
I think it was real.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh. I thought I snoped it.
If you snoped it, then it's not real.
Yeah, I don't think that was real, unfortunately, but like, hey, it could be possible.
Could be.
Birds pick up small dogs all the time, like, or not just birds, not like
but
a fucking grackle.
I mean, if the family is obviously close by.
Yeah, no.
How do you not hear? Like, it's not like the kid's going to just scream in
like,
silence.
Like, silently just fly away on a bird. No, he's going to be screaming and shit. Like, well, then again, there are some really fucking stupid parents in the world, so you never know.
That's true.
You said fly away on a bird, and I just thought of a kid on Falcor.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Weird.
Oh, that is awesome.
But there are those, like, kids that fall in hot springs or geysers and stuff.
Didn't
and
that
right
little boy kill himself?
Something like that. There's been a couple that I just thought... fall in. Or there was one that I read that was, like, the kid was riding on his dad's back.
Shut the fuck up.
First of all, how unsafe is that?
In a fucking mountainy cliff, whatever the fuck a state
with
park
hot
is.
Hot springs and geysers. And
yes.
Anyway, so the little kid slipped and fell in, and the dad luckily grabbed him, but he had like 3rd-degree burns all
over his
body.
Oh my gosh. Fuck that. I would never want to be burned. Like,
Although,
too much
I mean,
pain.
That would be the funniest way to go. Not the funniest, but...
Oh, that's hilarious.
If I'm going to go death. One way, that'd be like, oh, how did she die? Oh, she fell in a hot spring.
Oh,
she
my
slipped.
Gosh. Or be like that bitch that froze herself to death in the cryo thing.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Share the story.
Oh, it was just a lady in Las Vegas, and she worked for one of those, like, cryo things where you just basically walk in and it's supposed to heal all your medical problems or whatever.
Right, the vans.
Yeah, and so she was in there, like, after hours when they already closed, and I guess you're only supposed to stay in for, like, 5 minutes or something, and she was in there for too long and froze to death. And her coworkers came in the next morning and found her. So
that would be the coolest thing, though, to find.
Like a frozen body.
Sounds like a creep show death.
It would be even cooler to find a frozen body on, like, a mountaintop.
Yes! I immediately thought of, like, all the people that try and climb Mount Everest.
You know they leave them there on purpose?
Yeah.
Well, and not just that, but, like,
they don't
why are they going to drag this dead body?
Yeah, why would they risk their lives
exactly.
to go get a dead body?
Like, oh, you wanted to climb Mount Everest. You didn't make it.
That's
Bye.
Not our problem. state parks.
I'm all about climbing mountains and hiking, but Everest, nah, no thanks.
That's literally a death sentence.
Right.
And it's always the old people that want to do it, and you don't have good breathing as it is.
For real. No. FAs. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm going to climb Mount Everest.
And die.
And die.
And be left there because no one's going to bring your body back down.
Would he believe? Would he leave his fruits and veggies at the base?
Yes, just leave them there. Oh, that was too much. Oh, my gosh. Okay, but anyways, yes. But okay, how cool are caves, though?
The best.
Caves are pretty cool.
Okay, so where I grew up, they just, like, part of the road caved in and it uncovered
caved
the...
in?
Yes, pun intended. And it exposed this giant caving system that's just sitting under there and under all these residential neighborhoods.
Awesome.
And I'm pissed off, though, because when I was a kid, I, like, fell into this hole across the street from my house in a field when I was playing. And it was fucking deep. I didn't, like, fall in. Like, I was still clinging. But, like, after I got up, I went and got my dad. And he ran across. And he was like, oh, there's a cave under there. And we called people. Because it was, like, so deep. And you could see in, like the stalactites and stalagmites and shit. What's the one from the ceiling? Stalactites. Okay.
Yeah.
And then he called some people. And they were like, oh, yeah, there's a large caving system under this neighborhood. And that was when I was a kid, and I never got credit for it, because nobody really ever believed me, because, like, we called the news and shit.
And they were like,
and they were like, oh, child, please. Like, and so now I think it's fucking hilarious that this shit's caving in. But anyways, that's just me being salty. But for real, like, this cave is beautiful, though, for real. And it's right under a residential neighborhood, like, millions of people, not millions, okay, lots of people's homes could be sucked into the ground, and I think
that
it's awesome.
The coolest thing,
for real.
I actually knew a guy who was driving his car down one of our main streets, and his car just fell in, like, 20 feet, girl.
That's
the
awesome.
The only thing that stopped him was a pipe. There was a pipe there that, like, caught his car, and he had to climb out and, like,
that
get to safety and stuff. He is very, very well off now because the city had to pay him very
a lot of money.
But he almost died. If it hadn't been for this pipe,
he would have been in the ground.
Girl, just sucked in.
Sucked in, lost another forever.
Cool way to go.
So one time I was walking with my grandma in Mexico, and we're holding hands and we're walking, and I also fell in.
To the ground?
But it was just one of those, like, gross water hole thing.
Oh my gosh, not even cool.
No, it was disgusting.
It's probably more dangerous than a hole.
No, it was gross. My grandma had to get me out of there.
Oh my gosh. That is nuts.
But yeah, we did also grow up going to caves. And
okay,
they're the coolest thing ever, and they're pretty steep. I was always worried that I would fall, slip, and
they're awesome. I want to live in a cave, like, for real. Like, they're so tight and just, like, by themselves. They're, like, chill, like, cool.
That's where we started, was caves.
It's awesome. But okay, the coolest field trip I ever went on, I was in, like, seventh grade, and they actually took us to the entrance of a real cave, but not like one that you could walk through. Like, you actually had to climb down a little hole, and the only way you could get through was to crawl. And it was, like, a
legit...
Did
you guys go in?
Yes, we all went in. Like, we had to sign waivers and shit, like, our parents.
How old were you?
Seventh grade, so, like,
okay,
12 or 13, I guess.
And was there, like, a teacher with you guys?
Just one teacher, and it was, like, five of us, maybe six or seven.
That's pretty cool.
It was fucking awesome. But then we did, like, we reached a point where... there was, like, rushing water, and you could see it, but, like, it wasn't touching you, but we had to get out at that point. Like, we couldn't go any further, because that's as far as they were able to make it. So there's that whole caving system, too, here close by that's still, like, I don't know if nowadays they know more about that one, but...
That is insane.
To think that we could just be living not only on a shit ton of, like, caskets, but also, like, on caves, and they're still undiscovered and stuff.
Yeah, and just fall in.
Yeah. Totally.
I mean, what a way to go, though.
That'd be nuts.
What are those things called in underground, like, water systems? It's like a cave underground, but there's like water. It's not Quiotes. What is it? What do they call?
I don't know what those are. It's
not tributary.
No.
What is it?
If any of y'all know, please email us and let us know.
But they're really cool. They're underground caves with like water and like.
Oh, you mean like the shit that you can go to? Like, it's like a pool, but it's inside a little tiny cave thing, sort and of. You could actually you can, like, swim in it.
Yeah, and you can go under,
And like to another system. Channel.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about. I
don't remember what they're called.
I don't know what they're called, but
those are also really cool.
They're cool, but then again, somebody recently died at one of those. Because he, like, slipped in and wasn't, I guess he hit, like, a
rock or something?
Yeah. Insane. But I mean,
it's still, like, basically another cave.
Yeah.
Our world is so interesting. Our national parks are so interesting. Our caves are interesting. Protect our Earth and keep those resources there for these national parks. Who for cares real. If people are missing? Keep going.
Did y'all watch Parks and Recreation?
Yes, it was hilarious. Okay,
that show was hilarious, and I was just thinking about the end, like when Leslie's standing in the fucking forest at her national park or whatever, and like the trees are so tall and like it's wide. Beautiful. That's awesome.
Don't get killed. Go to national parks.
Yeah, don't stop going. Don't be scared.
Don't disappear.
All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up at this point. Thank you, Bloodbath, again for being on our show.
Thanks for having me.
All right.